You may hear things when you do this, like you're a different person now or you're changing. But honestly, like, isn't that the point? Who wants to stay the same person? Who wants to be the same person that they were, you know, in high school as they are in college, or college as they are as an adult? The whole point of life is to be evolving, to become better versions of yourselves. And if you're only bonding over negative things that you actually want to change about yourself, maybe you've outgrown a friendship. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Health Talk. I am so glad you're here today. I'm so glad that you're working to improve yourself and to improve your health. And let's just dive right into today's topic. Today we're going to be talking about bad influences and how to deal with them. We all have them in our lives, people who try to make fun of you for eating a certain way or for doing certain things. And I'm going to talk about that more and kind of unpack that more in a whole separate episode. But we're going to talk about that briefly today. We're going to talk about people who always want you to eat junk food, or people who would rather watch Netflix than go to the gym every once in a while. You name it, we're going to talk about it. You're almost guaranteed to have these types of scenarios and these type of people in your life at some point. So I'm going to walk through a couple of different scenarios on how bad influences can come into play and how to get yourself through that situation. It's possible that your bad influence is coming from a romantic partner. And this is a really difficult thing to deal with because it's your partner and you want them to kind of be on board with you and to fully support you. Maybe it is that they don't fully support your decision to have a healthier lifestyle for whatever reason. This is something that I personally don't think I'll ever really understand. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't want you to be the healthiest version of yourself, especially if that's, you know, your goal and that's what you want to be and you're working towards that. I don't get why people are sometimes unsupportive with that. The only thing I can possibly think of is that it's because of their own personal insecurities. So maybe they think, like, if you lose weight or you become more confident, you'll leave them or you'll get more attention from other people in general. And honestly, like I said, I'm not a therapist. I've said this a million times before, but I don't think this is healthy. I think that that comes from deep-rooted insecurity. And I don't know the right thing to do in that situation because, like I said, I'm not a therapist. But I would just try to explain to your partner why you have the goals that you have and encourage them to join you. Let them know that you want them to be a part of it. Explain to them why this means so much to you. And maybe this means so much to you because your self-esteem has been low and you just want to feel good again. Maybe it's because you want to be able to keep up with your kids more, or your grandkids, or you want to feel more energized. Whatever the reason is, it's not because you want to look better for other people. It's because you want to live a healthier life. So you want to do this for you. You deserve to do things for you. So if your partner is constantly trying to influence you in a negative direction, reiterate why this is so important to you. Maybe they aren't necessarily realizing the effect that they're having on you, and they're not realizing that they're influencing you negatively. But it's possible that they're like always eating fast food in front of you, or they get desserts and bring them home and leave them on the counter, and it's really hard to stay on track when you always have chocolate cake sitting on your counter. These are all fair reasons to feel like you have a bad influence around you. Personally, I think it's so important to surround yourself with like-minded people and people who support you. Your goals are important. And I'm not saying that you should go break up with your partner or leave your partner. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying talk to them about your goals. talk to them about why it's so important to you and how your partner can specifically help support you. They don't necessarily have to do all the same things that you do. So I want to make that clear. Just because you want to change your lifestyle doesn't mean that your partner is going to want to. And whether or not that's a deal breaker for you is up to you. But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying you should necessarily break it off with that person, but just showing them how they can help you is really helpful for them, because maybe they do want to support you, but they don't really know how or what you're looking for them. But you could just say, like, it would really help me if you didn't eat fast food in front of me. It would really help me if you didn't bring desserts home. On the same note, having an accountability partner can be really awesome and it can be a really great thing. And having your romantic partner be that person for you is really a great thing. But if they don't want to be that person for you, they are not required to. Find someone who wants to be your accountability partner, somebody who has a like-minded goal. Even if that means hiring a trainer or a nutritionist, or just having friends around who have similar goals, having someone you can talk to about this stuff, having someone that you can turn to that understands what you're going through, maybe they're going through something similar, and somebody who's kind of on the same track as you in your life is really important. You need somebody who wants to see you succeed, and this will kind of help you reset your mindset. So like if you get a little bit irritated or you get off track and you're just feeling like really frustrated with your whole journey, then you can always turn to that person and they can kind of help you calm down and get back on track. So I think having that in your life is really important. And like I said, that doesn't necessarily have to be your romantic partner that's doing this for you. It's great if it is. I think it's even better because you're building a future and you're building goals together. But if that person doesn't want to be that for you, like I said, they're not required to be. And whether or not having a partner who lives a healthy lifestyle is a deal breaker to you is completely up to you. But that's just my advice on how to kind of navigate that and routes to take to try to get your partner to see your point of view. So moving on, let's talk about friends next. Friends can be the greatest support system, or they can be the worst influences. And I have definitely dealt with like extreme cases of this before, where I've had like really bad influences as friends in my life. And it's crazy to see how drastic, you know, just my life and my perspective of things has changed over time. And my friends have kind of evolved with that. Or I've found new friends that have the same mindset and interests as I do. And all of that is normal and it's natural. But I do understand how difficult it can be to have really bad influences friends, because you love your friends. They're a part of your life. They're people who are there for you, even if it's not, even if they're not the greatest influence all the time, they still are people you care for. And so I can see where this can be a really difficult thing. And honestly, it's really hard when you have bad influences around to say no to things. Peer pressure is a real thing. It's a powerful thing. And it's hard to overcome. For example, when I was in college, I kind of outgrew the college lifestyle a little prematurely. And if you don't know exactly what I mean by the college lifestyle, and I think most of us do, but if you don't, just like drinking all the time, staying up until like 3-4 in the morning, probably having like 8 to 10 drinks a night. That could be extreme for a lot of people, but drinking a lot and eating greasy food afterwards and just always feeling tired and sluggish and like gaining weight all the time. I got really fatigued from this. I got really tired of it. And it wasn't because of any specific people. It was just, I kind of, I don't know. I remember people saying things like when I was getting closer to graduating, I remember hearing people say things like, well, a year from now, we're going to be sitting in cubicles for the rest of our lives. We're going to be hating our lives. And so we have to drink now. We have to get wasted and just have a good time. And in my mind, I was like, that kind of freaked me out. Like, who wants to look at life like that? Why does college have to be the end of your life and you're just doomed to 9-to-5s and cubicles for the rest of your life? And that's kind of what made me change my mindset a little bit. I just didn't want that for myself. I wanted to work towards goals. I wanted to love my life after college. I didn't want like all my golden years to be in the past. I didn't want to peak in college. And I had a lot of catching up to do as far as really self-reflection and figuring out what it was that it was my passion and what I really wanted to do. I had a lot of studying to do to become a personal trainer after I decided to go down the fitness route. I had to get experience under my belt so I could get a good job in the fitness field after school. And so for me, I ended up really not having time to go out, to party. And unfortunately, that was definitely a really hard point for me. I ended up kind of filling my time with reading a lot of books. I studied, I journaled my goals, and I shifted my mindset. And it's actually really cool. This is a complete side note, but it's really cool to journal your notes and to be able to look back on them like a year from now. I am almost exactly at the point that I wanted to be when I wrote those down now. So I think it's just really crazy what you can accomplish if you really put your mind to it. But like I said, this was really hard for me socially. I was in a position where I felt like I was kind of on this island by myself. I went to a very, very big school and a very big party school. So I really felt lonely. I felt kind of like no one understood me anymore. And like, I'm not saying this to be like, oh, woe is me, like you should feel bad for me. No, I made those decisions for myself and I don't regret them. But I'm telling you this because while I felt very lonely, and I did at points, I also learned who was really there for me. I learned who supported me through everything. And I found really good influences through this experience. I found people I could really lean on. And it's not always easy to walk away from things that may be like a bad influence to you. And it may not necessarily be a person that's a bad influence, but just the situations that you're in when you're doing a certain thing that can influence you negatively. And it's a really hard thing to do. And I'm not saying you have to like cut out people from your life. I'm not saying that at all. You can try the exact same approach that you tried with significant others. Explain why this goal is so important to you. If they can't see that, if your friends can't respect that, then again, I'm not saying cut them out, but maybe try to find another group of friends that can share this part of your life with you. Limit your time with the bad influences. If they want to go out to eat all the time at fast food places, or they want to get blacked out with you every weekend, limit these experiences. There's nothing wrong with hanging out with them. There's nothing wrong with doing these things every once in a while. But maybe on a more regular basis, suggest trying something different. Maybe going out for one single drink or going out for some appetizers and a drink and making just healthier decisions while you're there. Maybe you ask your friend if they want to do something fitness or health related that you're really excited to do. Just ask them and it'll be clear if your friends are in it because, you know, you're their partner in crime and that you're just somebody to do crazy things with. Or if they genuinely care about you and they genuinely want to see you succeed in the goals that you have in mind. You may hear things when you do this, like you're a different person now or you're changing. But honestly, like, isn't that the point? Who wants to stay the same person? Who wants to be the same person that they were you know, in high school as they are in college, or college as they are as an adult. The whole point of life is to be evolving, to become better versions of yourselves. And if you're only bonding over negative things that you actually want to change about yourself, maybe you've outgrown a friendship. And that's a whole nother animal. That's a whole different thing to unpack about outgrowing friendships. But my point is, you can't let other people hold you back. Last and not least, I want to talk about social influences. And this is kind of a lot of things wrapped into one. Maybe you have a coworker who brings donuts every other day into the office. Maybe you have a family member who isn't the best influence. Whatever it is, you've got to find your alternatives. And I'm not saying you never eat mom's homemade mac and cheese and you never have the coworker's donuts. I'm not saying that, but be prepared not to have them all the time. Be prepared to have your own snacks with you, your own meals prepared that will satisfy you, so you don't feel the need to go overload with these. Be prepared with your own nutrient-dense meals that make you feel good, they make you feel energized. You should absolutely treat yourself. I'm not saying don't have any, but if your coworkers and your friends or your family are doing these things every day, you're gonna have to learn to navigate that. So you can talk to them. You can ask them not to offer you these things. Say, I really appreciate it, but I'm really trying to get my life on a different track here. I'm really trying to eat healthier. Like I said, I really appreciate you offering it. It's a nice thing you're doing by bringing these in, but do you mind just not asking me so I can just avoid the temptation altogether? You can already have another snack or meal prepared, so you can just turn to that without having to say anything to anybody if you're not comfortable with that. Or you can just talk to them about your goals. And who knows, maybe if you talk with them more and say specifically why you're doing what you're doing, and explain it a little bit more, maybe they'll be more likely to join you. And I think that we can't expect people to know exactly where our mindset is at all the time. You need to take the time to communicate with people, and I think 9 times out of 10, people are going to be more supportive and understanding than you think. At the end of the day, you are responsible for your own success. No one else can hand it to you. No one else's habits are responsible for your success or for your failure. It's up to you to make the best decisions for yourself and navigate these bad influences. Temptation is definitely everywhere in the world, but you have to find what works for you and what makes you happy. That is it for today's episode. I really hope this was helpful for you if you're dealing with a lot of bad influences from different aspects of your life. I believe in you to make the decisions that are best for you and that will help you achieve your goals. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate and subscribe to it. Leave a comment so I know what you're liking, what you want to hear more about. If you want to hear more about a certain topic, that's all super helpful to me. You can also follow me on Instagram at HealthTalkMorgan for more fitness tips and some healthy recipes. As always, I hope you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you in the next episode.